The following show is brought to you by the folks at GoodPoliticsRadio.com.
Just harder.
Everybody, Chuck Harder, Dr. Cass Ingram is with us. Dr. Cass, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm working my way through life, and this is how far I got.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, we can get further just with a little tweaking, you know?
Yeah.
I sent you some natural medicine that we discovered.
Yeah, and I have it on my my table.
Okay.
And I'm going to be reviewing it in the next day or two.
Yeah.
I unfortunately have been covered up with other projects
that have been
on top of me for a year. Hey, listen, I had a conversation today with a gentleman who you're familiar with the name Royal Rife, I'm sure.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand that there are now some universities that are using an adaptation of the Royal Rife technology to actually cure certain types of medical problems.
Yeah.
Tell us a story.
It's all about molecular energy.
Okay, all right. Start with Royal Rife because that's the story of, you know, if you build a better mousetrap, supposedly they're going to beat a path to your door, but actually what they're going to do is come and blow up your laboratory.
Well, that's right. Well, it started before Royal Rife with Lachowski and the brilliant Russian Eastern European scientist who wrote The Secret of Life. And his work was then followed up by people like Royal Rife. But he developed a machine, the first individual, that he could take a cancerous animal or a cancerous plant and put it under the machine, and the tumor would go away. And it was about certain Hertz energy frequencies and other energy frequencies, light energy, but it was ionic energy, particulate energy. Rife then worked actually for the government, and he was doing things under their auspices. But then, when he got in front of the medical mafia, when he stepped on their toes unwittingly, they crushed him, as always. We have no freedom here. This technology would be great to have in every hospital. Now it's an underground technology, you know. So Royal Rife was able to show that he could, destroy tumors, much like Lachowski's work. He could destroy bacteria. He could help people with their health with his frequency machine.
In other words, the scientific explanation of this is something like this. And that is that, everybody is familiar with a piano, and there's different keys on the piano that make different frequencies, and there's things called tuning forks.
Yes.
You know, and
vibration.
And we all remember the old Memorex commercial where the lady sings and breaks the glass, okay?
And the fat lady sings.
Yeah, right. Okay. The bottom line is that just like the glass broke when in the Memorex commercial on TV years ago, everything resonates with some kind of an electrical pulse.
Yes.
And if you can find the right electrical pulse that resonates with a cancerous tumor, the tumor melts.
Yes, or if you find the right pulse that resonates with the white blood cells, then they become more active. It's like that. And we are all very, very thin. We feel solid, but we're like a lattice work. A human being is like a lattice work. It has a lot of openings, and those are atomic structure. So whenever you irradiate anything with if you vibrate anything, if you put that energy, it goes right through all the way through the spine into the brain everywhere. So it's like, much like in the movies, it goes through and then through the other side. So if you can put the right thing in there, you've got a systemic treatment that permeates all tissues, all matter, and it could be a cure. And both these individuals, Wachowski and Reif, had shown that, and now there are people who seem to have come up with some of these technologies, and they seem to be marketing these things, but I believe they are underground pretty much. But it is a vibrational thing. Now, you know, essential oils work that way. They have a huge Hertz energy, or the highest Hertz energy of any plant is the rose, oil of rose, as you know. So I have used, for example, essence of rose blossom. I've used that, better than the oil, actually, I found, more well-tolerated, to heal a chronic disease. I've used oregano. We've talked about that before. It has a very high Hertz energy, not as high as rose, but very, very high. It's the second highest. And I've used that to treat, and it has a high vibrational energy. If you put oregano or rose in a water solution, it's got huge motion. The molecules are bouncing all over the place. It's like a Mexican jumping bean type of an effect.
All right. That's not
a racial slur, people. It's just that kind of a.
Yeah.
What you getting?
All right. When we come back. I guess the big question is why are all of these very promising treatments suppressed? And they have been, many of them now, for decades. We'll be right back with Dr. Cass Ingram.
It's bad enough if you suffer asthma, but as a parent, the agony of watching your child struggling for breath must be agony beyond measure. What if there was a natural, effective, drug-free answer to asthma? You'd want to know, wouldn't you? Well, I've been reading up on a little-known clinical trial at a major hospital that suggests you can be rid of asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms to breathe easily, calmly, and in a more natural, relaxed way. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. You've got 90 days to decide if this program works for you. If it doesn't, you get your money back. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com.
I know you've heard me talk about Margie Garrison, the arthritis lady, but have I told you about the time she was thrown out of an arthritis convention for telling the truth that most arthritis sufferers attending that convention didn't need the expensive and maybe dangerous drugs and treatments they were being sold? Man alive, did they hustle her out of there, Pronto? This might not work for absolutely everybody, but if you get Mrs. Garrison's program and give it a try for a year and it doesn't end up ending most of your pain, ask for your money back. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. See what the doctors are saying about Mrs. Garrison's program and if this works for you or a member of your family.
Dr. Cass Ingram with us. Dr. Cass Ingram, why in the world? You and I both know that there are many, many, many technologies out there. Some of them are electronic. Many of them are natural herb or oil or plant-based that literally...
Power. Yes, I'm with you.
You and I both know that there's plenty of electronic and also... natural herb and oil-based technologies and treatments that can save lives. A good example is my wife uses a colloidal silver on our cats, and it cures things that the veterinarian just simply threw his hands up and says, I can't cure it. Why is this stuff just not being used? Now, when we were a kid and you had a sore throat, the doctor used to swab your throat with silver nitrate.
Sure. Chuck, it's Morris Fishbein was promoted by some major money interests to crush homeopathy. It never really made a comeback in this country. When they did that, they also knocked out all the herbalists. This was about 1930. Then they went to Hoxie, and when they couldn't completely control him, they saw that what he had was actually curing disease. They wanted to buy the medicine. Because they, so I had that happen with me. So in other words, if they can't make money at it, on it, they'll crush you. And these are multimillionaires and power brokers. They're completely in control of these kinds of tyrannies. It's not the common man. The common man, he may not believe in it, but he's not going to do anything one way or the other. In fact, usually the common man says, I'm going to raise up for my rights. So I had a call from the vice president. He was probing around about all this Yankee Doodle Dandle ingenuity we did. And, of course, if you could see me, I look probably almost like Osama bin Laden without a long beard. And I'm very dark-skinned. And that's not a racial slur. I'm just dark. He wanted to actually buy into oregano. He wanted to know if he could buy 50,000 gallons of the stuff to own. He's in the oil business. That didn't hit me for a while, but he's in the oil business. So, you know, and at the same time, I've had my medical licenses attacked. What for? What did I do to anybody? I'm a threat to the establishment. Rife is a threat. He was fine when he was working under their auspices, but when he started treating patients, that's when they closed him down. So, you know, there are a few nutcases in any business. But that's what it is, Chuck. It's all money. It has nothing to do with anything else. And it's controlled by Wall Street and you know, very wealthy people. They pull the strings.
All right. Now, let me just for a moment give some illustrations of this, if I may, and let you comment. In England, if you walk into what is called a chemist shop and you want to buy aspirins, the most they will sell you is a little tiny metal tin of 8 aspirins. You can no longer buy a bottle of 100 or 500. That is verboten. Now I understand, I just read an article where a judge in Europe has decided that Codex is legal. I would like you to explain to people listening to this broadcast, what is Codex, where did it come from, and when will it be on our shores, and what will it do?
The pharmacies are slow right now. This is the first thing you have to know, and the drug companies are about ready to collapse. So what they're going to do is militarize everything and take and steal all the natural medicine and stick it under their auspices, because that's the German model. You see, the Germans are flush with money in the pharmaceutical cartel. But Merck and Eli Lilly, have you seen their commercials lately? We're going to give your product away. They're about ready to collapse.
Why?
They killed themselves by killing people and ruining their lives. And so people are pulling away from it. See, this is a decision that your listeners have made, not me. They've said, you know, I'm going to try this herb. And so the what used to be 98 cents out of every buck, I'm going to explain Codex. Remember I said it's about the money?
Yeah.
In 1960, 98 to 99 cents out of every buck went to drug surgery and radiation, and it went to medicine. In 1998, I think, it was only 20 cents out of the buck. The rest of it's going to acupuncture, homeopathy, herbal medicine, and vitamins, you see? So, and chiropractic. So now it's down to about 16 cents. And it's dropping like a rock. They killed people and ruined everything from Viagra to Vioxx. Now, what's happened is they're leaning on the government, which is just pharmaceutical government, to allow them to, you know, do what they want with police and sheriffs, and that's what they're planning to do to the health stores. Ma and Pa will no longer be able to get their, you know, colloidal silver product and launch it and have a private business. Ma and Pa can't set up a lemonade stand with some local dandelion extract. It's finished, people. They've done it in Germany, and they're coming here to do it. They're planning on hitting Britain first. It is real. Codex Alimentarius is just a Latin word meaning relating to what you take internally, the code. And they've been trying to do this for a long time. Alimentarius is, of course, inside your body and your gut, what you eat, But what the bottom line is, this is a type of thing. Merck, Eli Lilly. They are Codex. Codex isn't officials or UN officials or, you know, wealthy people that want to do better on the earth. Codex is drug company money and chemical company money. It's ADM, Monsanto, Satan, and Eli Lilly, Merck, Aventis Pasteur. That's who it is. It's the chemical barons.
So
I mean, if they want to go into Rome and make some laws, they're the chemical barons. The laws are illegal, but this country is run by money, not by patriotism. Come on. I mean,
let's face it. I had a guy on the air who was in favor of CAFTA. And I said, come on, you know, why are we even have this, why should we have this conversation? You know that CAFTA has already been bought and paid for. It's going to pass. Why would we waste broadcast time? You guys own Congress. You bought it. You paid for it. You know, the people don't care. They hate CAFTA, but they know they can't do anything about it. Okay, when we come back.
That's true. But your pocketbook can speak a lot, and we'll talk about how you can do your pocketbook, at least for now.
All right, in just 2 minutes right here on TalkStar.
The most famous television documentary ever produced was Victory at Sea, which was as noted for the swelling musical score by Richard Rodgers as the amazing footage from World War II gathered from over 13,000 hours of footage from U.S., British, German, and Japanese navies. RetroTelevision.com offers you 26 episodes of Victory at Sea, stunningly reproduced on DVD for just $19.95. The original 26 episodes are presented uncut with every note of Richard Rodgers' original score for just $19.95. To take advantage of this offer, go online to www.retrotelevision.com. That's R-E-T-R-O, Retro Television, you got to spell out television.com. Or go to TalkStarRadio.com to get your set of Victory at Sea episodes for just $19.95.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call can literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495.
800-509-5495. We are back with Dr. Cass Ingram, and I don't think most Americans understand what Codex will mean.
Oh my God.
When this comes to America,
it means monopoly. It means that prices will go up a tremendous amount. Selection will plummet. Innovation will die. These are dying entities, dear Chuck, and they're not going to just, you know, let their 30 and 40 and 20 billions evaporate. And that's about what's going to happen. You see, Americans are sick of it. We don't want any more of your garbage, your drugs, your poison food. We want to support the little farmer, the guy who's getting the raw milk or just nice organic milk unhomogenized. We want to support the local produce deal. We want it America before the scumbags got a hold of it. And when my grandfather came in 1902 and peddled and you know, built his way up from scratch. So I don't care, you know, my parents are from the Middle East. Well, where anybody's from? It's a matter of America is the best place in the world to live, and it won't be for long unless we raise up, Chuck. Do you agree?
Well, most people do not know what this Codex situation means or how it will
happen. I'm going to repeat it one more time.
Okay.
Codex is a gathering of major companies that want in on the money that is being made in natural medicine.
Okay.
They want it. They're going to take it over. And this, they've done it in Europe. They're doing it in Britain. I don't know how they got the judge to reverse his decision, but they did. I just think he just made him rewrite it. They'll do it here. And you, the only battle I know that I can wage is I'm not going to buy any of their garbage. I'll find a way to hunt Dr. Ingram down and have him take me out in the bush, and we'll privately make a tincture, and we'll pray over it. But you people need to know who these scoundrels are and stop buying their miserable stuff. Put them out of business.
Okay, look, let's start here at what Mr. and Mrs. America understand. Okay, Mr. and Mrs. America understand that there's a product called glucosamine. You can buy it at the health food store. Apparently, it does wonders for a lot of people. There are other products.
Well, Inflease. We just sent you some Inflease. It's up and coming. It's wiping out arthritic pain in a day or two, our sciatica in a couple of days. So even some more sophisticated stuff's coming. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. We know that there are giant herbal companies that are doing very, very, very well. Gosh, I'm trying to think of...
Natol and... Herbal Life, but some of those people have met with the Codex people and they're grandfathered in. Did you hear about that?
No, and what about like Puritan's Pride?
Those people will be probably grandfathered in because they don't really produce anything any good anyway. It's the target is to wipe out the smaller to medium sized company that has the really novel natural medicines and to stop this huge movement, all the colloidal silver companies are going to bite the dust. Some of the multi-level marketings won't be able to hold up. A company like North American Urban Spice that makes something that destroys the bird flu, they're right on top of the list. They lied to us and confiscated some $50,000 worth of oregano and told us that it was contaminated. We then took the same samples out of the same bags that the FDA took and had it analyzed by the best lab in the country, and found that what they said was absolutely a lie. When I was crossing the border in the United States, I want to tell you, the plan is to militarize you. This woman tore our car apart, our truck apart, and she had us so distracted at the U.S., a Canadian agent, she ended up pilfering the car for $2,000. We know for sure she did it. 2 hours, we were so distressed. By the next morning, the money was gone, and she took it because all she talked about was money, money, money. So you're dealing with some not nice characters. These people don't care about you. They only care about the almighty dollar, and they don't worship anything else.
All right. When we come back, when we go to the health food store, and we can right now buy, whether it's the health food store or Walmart, all kinds of natural stuff. I buy valerian root. What will happen when Codex comes, and what is the timeline? We'll be right back. Hang on. We are back. We're talking to Dr. Cass Ingram, and get your pen and paper, because we'll give you information on how you can connect in a bit. When I go to, whether it's the health food store or Walmart, I can buy right now valerian root, which I, next time I go, I'm going to buy a whole bunch of it to make sure I can get it. When I go to bed at night, I have trouble sleeping sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a lot of worries on my mind.
Sure.
I've got my own set of troubles. And I find, and I do this, whether it's right or wrong, I do it and it works for me. I take three aspirins and three capsules of valerian root, with a glass of pineapple juice, and about an hour later, I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good thing, actually, valerian is very safe. It's been used for thousands of years, and it's cheap. And, of course, the Germans don't get that. They have to get it through the pharmacy. they cannot get a hypnotic agent. They can't get a calming agent of any kind that's effective. The German pharmacies over the counter are useless. All the potent herbal drugs are by prescription. And that's by design, so that the, you know, that a drug company, the only way a drug company can make any money is if they have a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to be able to figure out how to get earn anybody's trust. So, you know, what are you going to do? When Merck is on the verge of bankruptcy, are they going to, people think about it, are they going to watch the nutritional supplement industry grow and then file bankruptcy and go out of business? Their method of regaining control is to use the you know, the government as a weapon, and they weaponize the defense industry with this phony World War II or this phony Iraq War. Not only are the weapons of mass destruction phony, but you know, I've been one of the first to reveal publicly that 9 of the hijackers are still alive. So there's a lot of stuff that we aren't told, that, you know, that things are done using our money, our young people that go fight the wars for the corporations. I know I'm sounding like a communist now, but it's true. And so, you know, you probably do have to stock up on valerian, on the oil of oregano, on the infleas. Infleas, you got to have infleas, because if you've got pain, you're going to be tempted to try medication. You're going to be torn. And if you've got pain, you're going to try anything. You're going to be desperate. You won't need to worry about it if you've got infleas and if you've got oil of oregano, colloidal silver, some valerian for your nerves. That's a pretty good kit right there, Chuck, that we've designed right here on the radio.
Yeah.
But, no, there's so much to talk about. You know, bottom line is we don't get the truth about anything. You have to listen to a show like this to get anywhere near 100% correct information. And people can't make judgments if they're getting disinformation. And that's what's happened in this country for 100 years now.
All right, but the problem is when Codex comes to this country, what will it look like at the health food store? What will it look like in the health food section at your favorite Walmart or Target or whatever?
Most likely, they're going to target companies that they want off the out of business. You know, individually at first, most likely. As they have used the FDA's powers to do in the past, and as they've attacked natural doctors, they'll start using those powers of guns and batons and thugs to take out who they want to take out. There's no way the government can just wholesale shut everything down. They know that. But it's going to be, you know, bit by bit chipping away at the infrastructure until this stuff somehow gets adopted into the drug cartel. That's what's been done in Germany and Australia. They're doing it in London. And like you said, with the aspirin, you gave the best example. That's done with the purpose, so that you can't go for $3 and buy all the aspirin you'll need for 10 years. You have to go back and get another 10 at the maximum price.
Yeah.
That's monopoly. The British are very big monopolistic. I love Britain. I have British friends. But the hierarchy is huge monopolistic. And you can't even put that past the British that the bombing, you think it was a bunch of, you know, religious Pakistani young guys that two of them had wives that were 8 months pregnant. You better start looking into this, because the eyewitness across from the bomb said, "I'm sorry, but I survived because bodies flew up on me, but there was nobody sitting in front of me where the bomb went off. Nobody, nobody, no rucksack, nobody." So, I mean, there's a guy that we're now told is a terrorist bomber, and he wasn't even in the subway, you know? So, if some power to be can fool 6 billion people to say a rucksack bomber when there was nobody there, but the bomb was under the carriage, according to the constable on charge, what's the big stretch that your health food stores are going to be history? And the drug cartel is going to take it over. People, you got to wake up and start searching this. Look on the internet. Check the language. You're talking about Satan. You're talking about Merck. You're talking about all these companies, and you need to find out who they are. There's a boycottmonsanto.com. See, the only tool I can give people, Chuck, is what are you doing buying Roundup? Why are you buying pesticides? Why are you supporting these same criminals that are ruining the earth? You know, why are you buying any of their junk? It's not helping you. You can always go to your doctor and get weaned off of drugs and get on herbs. What's going to happen in 6 months? It may be all gone, but at least if you start getting into it, you can start to build your health up, get your strength up, and the only person that can help stop this is a strong, healthy American. An American that can fax and that can gather together and that, you know, thousands of us could go and surround the White House in ribbons of power and love, you know, whatever it takes. There's not much that we feel we can do, but there's more than we, you know, there's more that can be done than you can imagine.
Right, but there, the health food industry right now is a giant, giant organization.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it,
but it's bought out, Chuck. That's why it can't do anything. That's why only the consumers, ADM and Cargill and the sugar industry, has long ago gone in there. You know, look in the health food store. It's all soy. That's all ADM is agenda. Look at canola oil. The health food store was the first to use it, and that was a Monsanto agenda. It's been bought out for 30 years. And so the big companies are ignoring Codex. They don't want to fight it. They don't want to be a radical. They're just going to take the hit and figure out a way to work with the government. But how's a guy like me going to survive, or, you know, Mrs. Smith's Cosmetics, because they take it off the market saying it's too therapeutic, or the oil of oregano, which cures the common cold, the flu, the bird flu, and has eliminated the need for vaccinations? You know, are they going to, Dick Cheney already called. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is the kind of a world we live in now. But I don't know. All I can suggest is that people do what you're doing. Stock up on the best things. Look at the North American Herb and Spice website. By God, look, because we've got the best stuff on the planet at the p-73.com. You stock up. I have no confidence. After they seized our oregano shipment for no cause and lied to us and said it was contaminated, and we proved it wasn't, it was an absolute lie. And after the money was stolen from me crossing the border, I find out I'm surrounded by crooks who come around in navy blue suits and tell me that they're part of the government. And I don't know where they're part of. I think Satan, as far as I know. Right. Chuck, you're going to have us all probably strung up here.
All right, when we come back, give us some information on where we can find this and that. People can go get pen and paper while we take a two-minute breather, and we'll be right back with Dr. Cass Ingram. Hang on.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Dr. Barry Sears. Dr. Sears, I know a number of people who suffer from migraines. What can they do?
Well, we know migraine headaches are primarily composed of when blood vessels constrict. That constriction is due to inflammation. And the best way to reduce that inflammation is by taking long-chain omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oils like OmegaRX, that help basically change the amount of fluidity in those vessels and therefore, and also at the same time, decrease the inflammation.
The best way to add essential omega-3 fatty acids to your diet is by supplementing with Dr. Barry Sears' ultra-potent, ultra-clean, pharmaceutical-grade OmegaRX fish oil. To order your fish oil today, call 800-962-0123, 800-962-0123, or visit cleanfishoil.com. Call now for OmegaRX fish oil, 800-962-0123, or visit cleanfishoil.com today.
Is the burden of large credit card debt getting too heavy for you to carry alone? Call Debt Relief of America. They are expert debt negotiators that go to work for you to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
Within 3 months, I was debt-free and the collection hassle stopped.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
My wife and I both feel Debt Relief of America is a godsend.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. You will get a step-by-step plan on how Debt Relief of America can help you wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495.
Dr. Cass Ingram with us. Again, Dr. Cass, before we give out contact information, people get your pen and paper. When we walk, when is this going to happen? What is the timeline, and what'll happen when we walk into the health food store or the health food section?
We don't know the timeline. It could happen at any moment when health food stores start to go into panic. What will happen is some of your favorite agents that are very effective will be unavailable. It might start with something as simple as chondroitin being taken off so that it can be put into prescription. It might start with oil of wild oregano being targeted, depending on the government's whims and wishes. Some of the multiple vitamins and so forth, they may actually start where they said they would with the multiple vitamins, the B complex, because the dosage is too high. They may do that and then work from there to the herbals and so on. Technically, they claim that they would start with the B complex, with the, you know, B650s, with the mega B12s, with the multiple vitamins. But it remains to be seen. Once they have this all-encompassing power, which, you know, essentially they do, there's no controlling it. There's no way to really know. All you know is that all of a sudden you cannot get what you needed to save your life, to keep you free of pain, to keep the tumor from, you know, coming back, or to stop the angina, and then you turn to the drugs. See, what they're trying to do is force everybody, Chuck, to turn. How many people do you know that don't take medication, Chuck? Come on. They don't take any medication, or they're trying to completely eliminate their medications.
You're talking to one.
Well, of course. You know, and there's got to be, like, millions more of those people this year than there was 3 years ago. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I found that by change of diet, and the biggest problem that Mr. and Mrs. America has is we eat too much. And I found out that by cutting back dramatically on the amount of food I eat, I'm still fat, and it's going to take time to get it off. But I found out that by cutting back dramatically on the food I eat, by changing my intake, no soda pop, no diet pop, none. I drink a regular tea. I drink a lot of iced tea at room temperature. I do have coffee in the morning, nice freshly brewed coffee.
Yeah.
But I have drastically cut back the amount of food I eat, I would say by two-thirds.
Well, you know, that'll keep you alive a lot longer.
Well, let me tell you what it's done for me. It has, the last time I went to the doctor, I just got finished with a complete physical. And he looked at me and he said, I don't believe it. He said, you know, you're obese. And he said, you're a big guy. And he said, your blood pressure is flat normal. And all of your blood work is flat normal. And he said, you know, your health age right now, he said, is about 26. And I'm a multiple of that.
Yeah, I know that you can live an extra 5 or 10 years, people, by undernutrition, which takes some discipline. I do it all the time. I'm 50, and, of course, by cutting, I skip lunch a lot. And so it's helped me considerably. And, you know, by keeping your body fat down, if you can do it, you take the stress off the heart big time. So to me, if I can live to talk to you, Chuck, for another 5 years, and we can sit here and pontificate and start, you know, continuing the education. So people, you have to make a decision. Is the, you know, like in the book, How to Eat Right and Live Longer, I'm going to recommend two books for you. The other one, Natural Cures for Health Disasters. How to Eat Right and Live Longer, because, Chuck, we're going to have to lean more on food and get our diet under control as they start stealing these products from us. And the second thing is Natural Cures for Health Disasters, which teaches you even how to forage for medicine. You can actually pretty much stay healthy. The supplements help a lot, but if you practice everything I say in those two books, you can, you know, starve off the Grim Reaper. But believe me, I'm big into supplements. We don't want to lose our rights there.
All right,
but
the only
way we can stop this is a grassroots movement.
All right, give me the name of the two books and where can people find them.
This is new Natural Cures for Health Disasters. New 1-800 1-800-243-5242. The other, How to Eat Right and Live Longer, same place, or that one in the bookstores, How to Eat Right and Live Longer. If you want to get them both, I'll pay the shipping to your area at 1-800-243-5242. And people, you know, look at natural medicine and become a student of it now. You don't have any more time. You can study at p-73.com and you can start to pick up books on herbal medicine. Learn about how to use the food in the bush, all of it. I'm recommending it.
By the way, just for fun, my wife and I planted fig trees. And the figs are now coming into being ripe, so when I get off the air, I'm going to go to the fig tree and eat a bunch of nice, fresh, raw figs. But I don't think Mr. and Mrs. America understand the benefit of fresh fruits. And quite frankly, I have learned the hard way that there is something so good for you about biting into and eating a fresh apple.
Boy, I'll tell you, there is unbelievable power there. Antioxidants, cleaning the teeth, the pectin. Three or four of these pieces of fruit a day can keep the doctor completely away. It shouldn't always be the sweet fruits. We should, you know, do berries and things like papaya. It shouldn't always just be grapes and apples, the typical American fare. We should do a variety of these things. Nectarines, melon, definitely powerful, big time. And they're more cleansing than even vegetables. I prefer fruit. I like a fruit and a meat diet, or fruit, meat, cheese, and nuts and seeds. I do like vegetables, but they're a lot of work. And you could be very healthy by doing fruit and protein, you know.
All right, we got to do a short timeout. When we come back, and we'll give the contact information again, what about, and I understand there are some doctors that say, hey, spinach is good for you, cabbage is good for you. You know, what about coleslaw? What about that other stuff they make out of cabbage? I'm trying to remember what
it is. Sauerkraut?
When we come back, just mention that and also contact information. Dr. Cass Ingram right after this. Hang on.
There are a lot of people out there making claims of miracle cures for this or that, but they're usually anonymous. Margie Garrison, who they call the Arthritis Lady, gives you her name and tells you her story. In July 1979, Margie was amazed when her doctor uttered the words, "Arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." What a difference from what she'd heard for 43 years, that there was no cure for arthritis. We don't have time here, but to learn the secret Margie learned, get to a computer and log on to HealthStarProducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up for yourself online at HealthStarProducts.com. HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com.
If you have a legal need that can be solved with a do-it-yourself legal form prepared by a competent attorney, well, how about over 10,000 legal forms? Well, check out www.chuckhartershow.com for all kinds of state and federal forms for every legal need. Wills, divorce papers, advanced health directives, copyright issues. You'll find information on bankruptcy, loans, legal demands, over 10,000 legal forms in all. You can order quickly and easily online. These forms are designed to help protect your rights and save you time and money. Just visiting this site with over 10,000 legal forms is interesting and informative. Each form is prepared by attorneys and offered with a no-risk, 100% money-back guarantee. So when you need legal forms of any kind, go to www.chuckhartershow.com. That's chuckhartershow.com. Remember, www.chuckhartershow.com, where you can link up with over 10,000 legal forms online.
All right, Dr. Cass Ingram is with us. So give out the contact information again, website and 800 number.
Totally. Oh, yeah, it's 1-800-243-5242, Chuck, 1-800-243-5242. And there's a great website, not too commercial. You can study the science at p-73.com. We had a person who couldn't use their hands anymore, a doctor, able to use the hands, a person who fractured a leg, able to get up and around, another person who fractured a toe, able to lecture for 8 hours the next day. We are using these kinds of materials for sciatica, for plantar fasciitis, for knee injuries, for hip injuries, for neck injuries, for bursitis, for arthritis in the elderly. So many of you have just died to get your pain medication. Now you've got it naturally, more effective, about 10 times more active than even things like Celebrex and Vioxx, but no toxicity, none, zero, zip, zilch. So that's the technology that I've helped develop. With what I sent you, Chuck.
P73.com?
P-73. There's got to be a dash in there, people.
Okay.
You'll be frustrated.
All right. P-73.com. If we Google Dr. Cass Ingram, do we find it?
You find a lot about me, but P-73, you may find it. You may find it.
P-73.com.
Yeah, that's it. That way you can scroll down the science. You can see what I know about clinically how effective these things are. And you can find that there is really something you really have to have because it's a universal medicine. Just like you have the colloidal silver you heard from Chuck,
right.
You have actually something that's universal. If you get toxic, you use it. If you get a virus, you use it. If you get a parasite, you use it. If you get fungus, you use it. If you get poisoned, you can use it. It's got that kind of universality.
All right. Now, what about foods like spinach and sauerkraut? What do they make out of?
Oh, they're great. Sauerkraut juice also to clean the gut, to keep the gut healthy. Anti-tumor. Definitely big. If you're going to do sauerkraut, make it in a lemon and olive oil base instead of mayonnaise. But I talk about all those things in another book, Supermarket Remedies, which tells you how to use food as medicine. So I'm a big fan of cabbage, and we know that cabbage heals the gut wall and helps stop up ulcers and irritable, spastic stomach. It's particularly good for the stomach, Chuck, cabbage.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It has an action on the stomach wall to cause it to heal. And there's quite a bit of that kind of stuff in food. If you have a neurological problem and you get some farm fresh eggs and you start eating 4 eggs every morning over easy, you'll see that your brain function improves because you're feeding the brain all that choline and inositol. If you have a problem with leg cramps and you start eating almonds more regularly, you'll notice that those improve because all the calcium and phosphorus and magnesium, particularly magnesium, in almonds. If you have restless leg syndrome, and you start eating more salted, roasted ballpark peanuts, you'll notice that with the salt, no oil added, that the leg cramps get better. Bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that some people have used, what is that old remedy for, it was used in the jungles years ago for malaria.
You mean the quinine. They used that for... Chicona bark.
Yeah, for leg cramps, right?
Yeah, that's because it, has an effect on the circulation.
Yeah.
Because, it's a bark. It strengthens the blood vessels. But, there's a lot of more sophisticated stuff out there now.
All right, doctor, we got to leave it right there today. We'll reconvene again soon. Good luck and Godspeed.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
The views expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the folks at GoodPoliticsRadio.com. We welcome your comments about this podcast and would like to hear from you. For Good Politics Radio, this is Don Llewellyn. Thanks for listening.